From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Rogers reading Through a Crimson Veil by Patty O'Shea. Now let's begin with Prologue. Allison Walters lightly touched the comm device at her waist as she turned down the hall. Being included in this after-hours experiment was an honor she deserved. Of all the trainees, she was the best and brightest. Everyone knew that, or they soon would. And that included her father. She'd make certain of that. Once she climbed high enough, he'd have no choice except to acknowledge her achievements. With a determined nod, she walked through the double doors of the Los Angeles Department of Paranormal Research and Development and paused. The area seemed strangely deserted, considering how important she'd been told this experiment was. Hesitating, she tucked her short dark hair behind her ears. Maybe this was a joke. Her fellow trainees were envious of her brilliance, and she wouldn't put it past them to pull something. Allison knew they called her an arrogant bitch behind her back, and embarrassing her would be good for a laugh. Firming her jaw, she strode purposefully down the hall. If this was some prank, she'd make them pay. She was so intent on her plans for retribution that a banging noise to her left made her jump. Allison stopped and eyed the door warily. The research subjects were housed in that wing, and one of them could have gotten loose. It happened before. "Grab the dog!" The muffled voice held urgency, adrenaline. Dog. It was a werewolf then. She heard a growl and involuntarily stepped back before catching herself. A body hit the door, the thud hard enough to make her...